This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, 40% of us Americans are going to be developing diabetes. Of course, whenever we talk about diabetes, we talk about how screwed we are, and it's a pretty dismal subject. So we're going to get depressed about that. We're also going to get depressed about, I don't have good news today, about our salt intake. Apparently, our salt intake is so bad that I don't even know what we do. I think I should just let my mom do all my cooking for me, because she never added any salt, and her cooking was so bland. But we have some new recommendations for salt intake, and you're not going to like it. Then toothpaste has a chemical we've been talking about in the news lately that could put people at risk for cancer. Toothpaste. We've been telling everybody to brush their teeth so they don't get a heart attack. Now we're finding that some of this toothpaste has a chemical, and it's a chemical we've talked about on our show that could put you at risk for cancer. So you can see we've got an extremely, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thomas Beattie. Do you guys know who Thomas Beattie is? Thomas Beattie became very, very famous for being a pregnant man. Remember? Okay. He was a woman that had a transgender transformation, but he kept his female reproductive organs. And he had become pregnant 3 times with donated sperm when his wife Nancy, whom he married back in 2003, was unable to have children. The couple moved to Arizona and sought a divorce. However, he couldn't get a divorce in Arizona because there's a ban on same-sex marriages. So the marriage wasn't recognized as valid, so he couldn't get a divorce. Okay? So you understand, he's transgender, but went from woman to man, kept his reproductive organs. He's the one that got pregnant. I remember seeing, I got to admit, I was pretty jealous of this guy. No stretch marks. I mean, I don't know if they photoshopped, but I was like, damn, his belly looked up. I would never be able to show my pregnant belly. He had a good looking pregnant belly. Anyway, was able to have 3 kids, has been married this whole time. And you know what? I was kind of rooting for this couple. I really was, because I mean, wow, overcoming as much as, you know, he had to, excuse me, with the media, I was surprised. But anyway, the marriage starts to fall apart. They have 3 kids, adorable kids, and was finally able to get a divorce. He had been born a woman in Hawaii, had undergone the double mastectomy, chest reconstruction, started the testosterone therapy, and then also psychological treatment. One of you asked, how long is the psychological treatment? Sometimes we could, depend, of course, how what your insurance pays. Psychological treatment and therapy seems to only last as long as the money lasts. But I think any sort of therapy is something we should institute for a long time. Any of us, whether we do, you know, whether we decide to go through transgender reconstruction, or whether we don't know how to deal with our own current issues with our families or in-laws or kids, etc. I think therapy is something that should be an adjunct to your regular medical checkups. All right, maybe you don't have to go to therapy 3 times a week, but I think people should see therapists like just regularly. All right? You know, find a good therapist that you like. All right? Let them know what you did. Talk it through. You know? All right? Rather than turning to the bottle, rather than turning to the sleeping pills, you know, rather than turning to divorce. You know, well, what if we had a therapist that was there for us? I don't know. You don't like you to have a nanny? Well, sometimes I've never had a nanny. You know, we've had babysitters. Sometimes the babysitters are my therapists because I'm like, I don't understand. He doesn't love me anymore. My kids don't love me. They think I'm this. And the, you know, babysitter's like, no. Yeah, you're going to be fine. You know, I mean, we already seek some sort of therapy anyway. I just think it's a good idea. So, to answer that person's question that had on how long should transgender therapy go for, I don't think there's a set amount. You know, if you feel like you still need therapy, then you go, you know. I mean, when do you decide if you need therapy or not for any situation, whether you're grieving, whether it's post-traumatic stress, etc.? I would say you go for therapy as long as you feel you need it and add on an extra 6 months from there, okay, because you may feel fine. But then, unfortunately, you may have a relapse. So I say just give it an extra 6 months just for funsies. And then when you feel like, okay, I am really, really good, then you could step back. Yeah, I do that with, I tell people with physical therapy to do a 2-week holiday before you let physical therapy stop and your case, your workers' comp case is settled or your PI case, etc. I say don't, when you feel better, stop the physical therapy and close everything down. All right? Stop the physical therapy 2 weeks before you're ready to close down the case. And if you notice, that's, I mean, assuming you've already finished your physical therapy. And if you feel like, wait a second, I could go 2 weeks without therapy and I'm kind of doing pretty good, then you can make a better decision than having your last therapy session saying, I'm great, I'm going to go and cancel it. Because I see too many people stop the therapy and they need to come back and reopen the case. Any sort of therapy, physical therapy, psychological therapy, aromatherapy, massage therapy, you know, what is therapy? Therapy teaches you how to approach something that you thought was unapproachable by you. Your knee pain, your back pain, etc. Physical therapy, not only does it help you move that joint, deal with that organ, exercise your brain, etc., but it also teaches you what to do on your own. And that's why I think physical therapy is one of the most phenomenal things. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Kelly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. All right, sorry. You know, I got my computers fixed yesterday, and I don't think they're any better. Sorry about this. All right. You know what it is? I think there was a story, actually, that came out saying that some major companies are having major issues with their website because storage is starting to run low. I'm having that problem with my Hotmail and my mail accounts. Apparently, we have, I think we're just completely running out of storage here, and I'm definitely noticing that. I'm also noticing that with faxes. Nobody seems to be getting each other's faxes lately. Do you notice that? Is it because the fax lines just can't handle it? I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm concerned about that. Anyway, My website works, and we get email questions all the time on my website. This is an interesting one. Robert from Houston says, settle a bet with my wife, will ya? How long should foreplay be? She says 25 minutes. I say for reasons of my own, less. What is the norm? So foreplay. We haven't talked about foreplay. I know. I want to know much about it because I don't really seem to experience a lot of it either myself. Foreplay. How long should foreplay be? Okay, again, this is one of those things where, the average, 6.32 minutes. I'm sure we could find some study where they asked a whole bunch of couples, all right? But remember, okay, foreplay seems longer to the man a lot of times or to one partner than it does to the other, okay? I mean, you may think a 10.5 second foreplay, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, is forever. And, you know, we're like 10.5 seconds, that's like nothing. Okay, so if your wife thinks 25 minutes of foreplay, I'm kind of with you on that's kind of long. I want to be asleep. I don't need any sexual encounter to last that long. I mean, I barely get my 7-8 hours in as it is. I can't lose a whole 25 minutes, and we haven't even started the act. So, but then on the flip side, I'm a little confused myself on what people are doing these days for foreplay in terms of time spent. You know, I watch these TV shows like, I think Turn had a sex scene, the one with the George Washington and the spies, right, during the revolution of America and Britain. Okay, so there was a sex scene there, sex scenes in Dexter, sex scenes in all over these, and it goes like really quickly. I've been kind of confused. I don't see 25 minutes of foreplay on a 45-minute episode of any of these shows. What I see is they immediately go from 0 to 90 or go from, you know, they go all the way to a home run when they barely even entered the baseball stadium. And I'm a little confused by that. And the reason why I'm extremely I think a topic well worth talking about is because if kids are watching this, okay, people that don't really know much about sex, okay, how did we learn about sex? Trial and error, right, and whatever our big brothers and sisters told us, which wasn't much, okay? You know, I could not trust any of the advice my brothers and sisters give. No. I mean, they'd probably say, well, what you do is you stand out in the middle of a busy street and you wait for the cars to come both ways. And then, anyway, I'm a little afraid that what I see in the movies, it's like all of a sudden people just decide to get it on. And rather than doing any ear nibblies or neck kissies or whatever, the pants or the panties are already off. Now, maybe I'm just older than, you know, the average lovemaker, but I don't think I would be ready that fast. I mean, there's a whole entire process that needs to be done to be ready. If not, that could be pretty painful. I mean, maybe the reason why all you men out there need Viagra is you're expected to walk into a room, drop the briefcase, loosen the tie, unzip the zipper, and be ready to go in less than 7.5 seconds. No wonder everybody's on Viagra. Nobody does foreplay anymore. You know, I don't get that. It's like, whatever we've been doing now with our texting and our fast food and not wanting to wait for the mail and getting emails and us being so attention deficit in terms of needing things now, I think it's definitely transitioning into the bedroom. Okay, pornography. I mean, it costs money to make a movie. And it costs money. There's screen time. So, remember, these movies have to accelerate the sex scenes. Now, what some movies do to try to resemble any sort of reality is they will have fade-ins and fade-outs, and then maybe, you know, you could see the couples in a different room. You could tell that the sun might have come up by now, or the clock. Sometimes they'll even show the clock. Now, no, they don't do that anymore. You go into the room or the kitchen or the car, and boom, the zippers are off, pants down, and it's automatic entry. All right, we are going to have majorly sexually dysfunctional people in our next generation where everybody's going to need Viagra or everyone's going to need some sort of estrogen cream because they tore because they weren't ready. That's not how you have sex, okay? Whatever happened to the love? Whatever happened to the intimacy? Maybe these couples really aren't spending time loving and holding and kissing and all the... I know you guys are getting sick. I know, you know, I mean, it's frustrating. The mindset we have today. BuzzFeed.com, this looks like a very good source, has 10 foreplay tips for long-term relationships. These are foreplay tips. I never thought I would, on the Dr. Dahlia Show, have to do this, but, you know, I've had to teach you guys how to, you know, address breast tissue, okay, during a moment of passion, and I guess, you know, some of you do need instruction. So number one is they say do not underestimate making out. Making out is not overrated. Making out is extremely important. The kisses, the that, all right, it allows your partner to know that you are in this for the long haul, not for the act. The fact that you are really into doing the kissy and the huggy stuff is pretty cool, all right? I'm not saying fake it. Hopefully you like that too. They also said to be spontaneous with your hands. Uh-oh. Your partner will appreciate it when you sneak up and give them a massage. Ha! Yeah, right! Oh, yeah, tell that to a fibromyalgia patient who has those trigger points on the trapezium. No, be a little careful with the hands, okay? Because some of you guys grab too much. None of the grabbing. What I would do is the slide. The hand slide. Don't just start going in with thumbs and index finger. Okay? Slide the hand up the arm along the neck. But a neck massage, a light neck massage that works deeper, very, very good. Okay? When you're sitting together, be affectionate. We just ate lunch with a couple who we were really close with, like about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. All right? They've been together longer than me and my husband. My husband has a chair practically across the restaurant, right? Because, you know, we're at the point where when we want to eat, we don't want to be touching. We don't want our elbows. Yet this couple, right, after I don't know how many years they've been together, they're sitting there holding their hands and feeding each other. After 17 years, I want to smack my husband with a slice of pizza. Now, I love my husband, all right? But I am not going to sit there and feed him or hold his hands when I eat. If I'm starving and there's a piece of pizza in front of me, get the hell out of my way. But I got to tell you, you saw the affectionateness, the touching. Holding hands is a very good thing. Even in foreplay, you guys could hold hands. Okay? Then they suggest to get out of the bedroom. Okay? All right? Sex doesn't always have to be in the bedroom. I find it a hell of a lot more comfortable than the stovetop. What else do they say here? Do new things with each other. Okay, so something you guys don't usually do, like go to dance class, hike, things like that. Make sure you switch it up a little bit, try something new. Take baths together. This is not good. This is not good. Sometimes my husband works outside, and, you know, so he's got mud or car grease or something. I'll immediately notice that the bath water changes color, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Be very, very careful. When you take a bath together, don't let it be your real bath. I suggest you guys shower so that the water is still nice and crystal clear, okay? Go into it with the mentality of giving pleasure, not receiving it. Exactly. If you go into it saying, look, I'm just doing this for you, all right, it's all about making you feel good, oh boy, okay, then you definitely get return favor. They suggest cooking dinner together. I don't. I can't cook, all right? What happens is my husband, you know, realizes he married somebody who can't cook, and then he starts to think about his mother, you know, and how she was right about me. And then finally, they say forget about actual sex. Just try to have nights where it's no sex, all foreplay. Hi, look, I tried. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hey, this isn't a singing show. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when it comes to salt, most of us eat too much, right? Well, there was a new study that said, actually, if you eat too little, that could be bad for you as well. So it has to be, again, just right. The results published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine found the expected link between heart complications and high levels of sodium. which is basically, you know, high sodium could put you at high risk for blood pressure, etc. However, they also found that at the lowest end, the tippity tip lower end, also increased your chance of heart attack, stroke, and death from cardiovascular causes. So there has to be a fine line of just the right amount of salt. You can't be too high, and it can't be too low. Researchers found a healthy range for sodium intake and concluded as much as 75% of Americans were actually in the zone. They say the issue, according to Philly.com, is that the national recommendations from the CDC and the American Heart Association are in the lower area where cardiovascular risks may increase. Now, I think right now they want us to lower our sodium down to 1.5 milligrams a day. I know when we, you know, we talked about that, we were like, what? No, wait, what? And I'll talk about some sodium contents of foods so you see how screwed we are. But maybe that's just too low. Maybe we should be at 2 grams of salt a day or 2,000 milligrams. Now, remember I told you years ago when I was in training, there was a study that said lowering salt may not actually lower somebody's blood pressure. And I rose my hand and I was like, wait a second, duh, because not everybody's blood pressure could be high because of water retention. It could be another reason for the blood pressure. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, little girl, shut up. You don't know what you're doing. You know, you're always in the back of the class making jokes, not paying attention. Shut up until you've, you know, read more. And I, you know, so I did that, you know, and then I come back going, I still don't think sodium reduction is going to cure everybody's blood pressure. And then we found out that we found that out to be true. Dr. Dahlia was right. There's a variety of issues that could cause high blood pressure. We've already reviewed them. You know, whether it's the heart is beating too quickly, whether the arteries are stiffening, whether it's an angiotensin system that's going a little bit kooky, causing you to have spikes, etc. It's not always fluid retention, even though decreasing salt consumption and decreasing fluid retention seems to help. It's not always the case. So, you know, we've come to learn that I'm not always, you know, with my head up my butt. I know what I'm talking about a lot of times. It's just sometimes the delivery doesn't show it. All right. But, you know, are we really sticking to the 1500 milligrams a day? Is the CDC or are these agencies realizing whether you tell us 1500 milligrams a day or not, it's a guideline. We're just going to try to get as low as possible. And the lower you set, the more effort you'll see us make. You know how, like, with expiration dates, they'll kind of overshoot just to be on the safe side, or like underestimate just to be on the safe side, so that if you do use the product, you know, a day later, you don't die of food poisoning. So, you know, because they want to give you something to shoot for. That's what I think this 1500 milligram, because I mean, this is like almost impossible to test. Now, a second study in the medical journal had underscored the importance of lowering salt consumption. So we had another study saying, lower your salt. It said 1.65 million people die worldwide just because they eat too much salt. And salt consumption is the root of 10% of deaths from cardiovascular disease. So one study is saying get that salt down or you're going to be 1 in 10 who die of heart disease. Then you have another study going, wait a second, don't be cutting the salt too much. So what the hell are you supposed to do? So I would probably, based on this, say, look, you have no idea what salt you're getting from outside food, okay? So, like, for example, if you eat out, okay, I would assume you're getting a crap load of salt. So then on your own, don't add extra salt. We never add extra salt. The only time I've ever done that is if I wanted my French fries to just be a little bit salty. But usually, we don't really eat potato chips in our house. We don't really add salt, etc. However, once in a while, we'll go out for Chinese food, all right? Or we'll bring in takeout Chinese. Well, boom. Okay, there's your salt. 1,500 milligrams a day, you know. Okay, wow. So let's take a look at some of these foods. This comes from FCSTAMU. I wonder if this is a Texas A&M University. I wonder if that's where this is from. I kind of recognize the website. Anyway, okay, so eggs. All right, eggs, whole eggs have about 59 milligrams of sodium. Now remember, the guidelines are 1500. So if you have one whole egg, that's 59 milligrams. If you have an egg white, it's 50. All right, so you got a way to go, okay? If you use the substitute, it's already doubled up at 120. Okay, let's look at some fish. If you decide to have smoked herring on your eggs, that's already 5,200 milligrams. You've already eaten probably your sodium for the week, and you haven't even finished breakfast. Yet, if you decide to eat some raw eel, that's only 67 milligrams. There's bonito, canned bonito, 437. What about some black sea bass raw? Who eats raw sea bass? Anyway, okay. Let me see what else. What's some canned red salmon? Where do you guys get this food? Let's do canned tuna. In the oil, 300 milligrams of sodium. In the water pack, 288. I'm not a big tuna fan. Oh, no. I like sushi sometimes. Shrimp could be high. Oysters, fried oysters, 174 milligrams. Not that bad. Now, let's look at the meats that we really eat. All right, here we go. I know a lot of us don't eat fish. Sorry, don't want to waste your time. Let's go to something more practical, okay? Beef jerky, 1,200 milligrams sodium right off the bat. Canadian bacon, 394. Oh, okay, so take a look at this. So let's say you have like an Egg McMuffin. You got the Canadian bacon, the egg, the cheese, the muffin. You're probably already close to most of your days. Organ meats, for any of you who eat raw brain, 35 milligrams of sodium. If you have braised calf hearts, what are they doing? Who cares about this? Okay, ham, 1,100 milligrams of sodium. Chicken frankfurter, 617 milligrams of sodium. This is ridiculous. Okay, where's like Hebrew National salami? I love Hebrew National salami. I don't see that. They say cooked beef salami, one baby slice is 255 milligrams of sodium. I got to admit, it looks kind of less. Oh, what about a prepared main dish? They say canned beef and macaroni. What are you guys eating? There's canned beef and macaroni, 1,100 milligrams sodium. Frozen beef and macaroni, 673. I better visit the grocery store. This is American. These are American dishes. Really? Beef and macaroni? Okay, there's got to be something. A frozen chicken dinner, 1,100. Okay, so basically, chicken dinner fast food, 2,200 milligrams of sodium. Cheeseburger, close to 1,000. Cheese pizza, 599. Now, let's look at some fruits. Okay, a raw apple is 2 milligrams of sodium. So you can eat all the apples you want, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Raw apricot, 1. Let me see. Canned. What about canned fruit? Canned fruit? Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. Canned fruit has more. Like canned peaches, about 15 milligrams of sodium. So you can see the fruits are good. Now, what about your breads? Your breads have sodium in it. Breads with sodium make it taste better. Rye bread, 139 milligrams of sodium. They have regular rye, pumpernickel rye. You know how you guys go to the rye bread? There's Russian rye, Jewish rye. I don't really know the difference between the Jewish rye and the Russian rye. My guess is the Jewish rye constipates you because everything we eat, right, you know, for the Jewish holidays constipates you. All right. Special K doesn't have a lot of sodium. Go for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Oh, boy. Okay, so we still have a lot to talk about. I don't know what I want to hit first. I apologize. I wanted to talk about the triclosan and toothpaste. Apparently, I'm having such an issue with I'm not the only one, though, having internet problems. I think what it is we just have too many people right now on the servers. I used to print all my stuff, and I really apologize because we actually paid for an IT guy. I love it. Every time I have computer problems, I get all you guys for free giving me advice. I'm trying to give you guys medical advice, and here you are giving me advice on computers. And it's ridiculous because when everybody uses computers at once, I don't know if it's the IP address. I don't know what happens. But thank you guys for you know, just hanging in there with me. All right, I'm a doctor and a lover. I am not a computer expert. All right, so consumer groups are trying to put pressure on retailers to take the triclosan out of toothpaste. Now, remember we talked about this years ago, how triclosan in, what was it? It was in sunscreens. I remember I was being interviewed to talk about that. And there were these scientific studies that the triclosan, which is very, very common in many sorts of things, had been linked to cell cancer growth and disrupted development in animals. So people thought, well, wait a second, then triclosan and sunscreen could cause cancer. I've never seen somebody get cancer from sunscreen, but then again, that's hard to test. Now they're finding that it already is in, it's in toothpaste, it's in a variety of products. Now, they say Colgate has stood by its use in total, I guess they have a total toothpaste, citing the rigorous FDA process that led to the toothpaste 1997 approval as an over-the-counter drug. All right, I guess the activist push keeps coming, and Walmart and Target, they are going to meet with suppliers in Chicago. There's also a beauty and personal care product sustainability summit, and that's going to be also discussing this triclosan. I mean, I got to admit, guys, I'm not worried about the toothpaste. All right, I'm not. I mean, we've been brushing our teeth for years. Many of the toothpaste or the zinc oxide or the products we've been putting in our mouth, we don't believe have ever been associated with mouth cancer, throat cancer, or other types of cancer. I got to admit, if anybody asks me, Dr. Dahlia, what are you really, really worried about in terms of cancer? What are we doing to ourselves that's making you nervous? You know, maybe all the plastic bottles, maybe all the crappy food we're eating. Not that I would say that would cause cancer. I know a lot of our foods, even though we think it's healthy, is still processed. I'm a little nervous about that. But what I'm really, really nervous about is all of us around Wi-Fi. I got to tell you, the one area I'm even going to have my kids study it, although we can't check for cancer. But that one study really freaked me out, where plants closer to the Wi-Fi, what's it called? It's the hotspot. Yeah, the plants closer to that were dead. And that freaks me out. And then this one study, I think it happened in Holland, you know, the researchers were like, well, it's probably the heat from it. And I'm like, no. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. The heat doesn't kill all the plants out here. All the plants were watered. I don't want to freak everybody out because there's no science behind any of this yet. But I'm not really worried about the triclosan and the toothpaste. Yeah, if you can avoid it, avoid it. But remember, you avoid one chemical, you just get another chemical. I am a lot more worried about us having our cell phones in our bras and our pockets, always by the Wi-Fi. You know, it like sits right next to us. I'm really nervous about that. More so, you know? I'm also nervous about maybe the ozone layer thinning and we're getting more UV radiation. The more UV radiation could be an issue. So, yeah, that was me. I was snorting. I apologize. I got to tell you, man, I don't know what it is today. I'm just having an off day. Can't breathe, right? Can't speak. All right. So, also the triclosan is supposed to disrupt the endocrine system, kind of throwing off some of the hormones. So, I mean, I've been brushing. See, here's my thing. I'm a huge fan of Colgate toothpaste, the original Colgate toothpaste, because it helps zits, all right? I mean, I tell my teenage patients, throw a little bit of Colgate on there, and the pimples go away. I have a thing of Colgate, it's cheaper than all those fancy schmancy skin products you buy for acne. I got all these products for acne for my family, and the one thing that works the most is the Colgate toothpaste. So, I mean, I'm a huge fan of it. That's why I'm a little frustrated. And then, you know, why do they need these chemicals? Well, in order for anything we use to hold its form, to hold its shape, to not have a smell, to be at the right temperature, to do what it's supposed to do, all these things that we buy and use have chemicals. So, you know, it's something that, we take for granted. I don't want us freaking out or sweating the little stuff. However, I do have to admit that triclosan has been in the news before many times, and it's something that if you can avoid, great. If not, I don't think it's the, you know, most serious thing in the world, okay? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Someone say, not okay. Well, don't be complaining about that. What we need to complain about is this. 40% of Americans will be developing diabetes. 40%. Now, if you thought we had a healthcare crisis now, wait till this 40% finally becomes diagnosed. This is huge, and it's not just the baby boomers. You know, some of you said, well, you know, the baby boomers are supposed to die soon, and then everything's going to be okay. No. First of all, I don't want the baby boomers dying, okay? That's a real bad attitude. I know in the media, especially over the past 6-some years, right, you know, baby boomers this, baby boomers that. That's why Social Security is going to be defunct. Medicare, it's all because of baby boomers, those baby boomers, baby boomer, baby boomers. I mean, oh my gosh, if I was a baby boomer walking down the street, I'd be like, oh my gosh, please, you know, don't single me out and, you know, get mad at me. It's not my fault, okay? My parents had sex when they did. I'm a baby boomer. All right, so not only are the baby boomers becoming more and more diabetic as we diagnose and they age, etc., but a bunch of us are becoming diabetic. And remember I said there's a younger generation of diabetes, okay? They said half of black women and Hispanic men and women are predicted to develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. One out of every two. That's a lot, and in fact, I think it's on the rise. The results were of the study were published yesterday in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. Now, they didn't separate the diabetes by type 1 or type 2, but remember, the majority have type 2. The type 2 happens, and we've talked about this many times on the show, where you just don't have enough insulin, or the effects of the insulin doesn't work, so you don't get the sugar from the food into the from the bloodstream into the body. So instead, it stays in the bloodstream and it wreaks havoc. All right, obesity is a risk factor. The crap we eat, the lack of exercise, the lack of access to healthcare, the lack of checking, etc. They say for an average 20-year-old woman, just an average 20-year-old woman, the risk increased from 27% from the 80s to almost 40%. For men, 20-year-old American man went from 21% to 40%. You know, by 2011. Diabetes costs lots and lots of lives, and it costs lots and lots of money. All right, this is some serious stuff. Now, I'm not saying I want the government involved taxing us if we drink a soda pop or taxing companies, etc., but I think we need to really increase the education. And you've heard me go off on how I think we need to do things at school, all right, where these kids are learning how to exercise and, you know, not eating, you know, Hostess stuff, even though I love Hostess, in the cafeteria, like I got to back in the 80s, which is pretty damn cool, by the way. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.